With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Members of Parliament are back in the House this afternoon for the fifth sitting of the third meeting of the 2025-2026 session, meeting from 2 p.m. with a three-bill agenda that ranges from how people appeal government decisions to fine-tuning recent immigration rules to strengthening the resilience of Cayman's undersea communication cables. Well, on the new legislation to address the country's aging undersea internet cable, Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The bill authorizes the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration to partner with a commercial entity to construct and operate a new submarine cable, quote, enhancing the resilience of critical information and communication technology infrastructure. The bill, if passed, will set out minimum agreement safeguards, mandate that the partner selection adhere to the Procurement Act, and authorizes government to pay a fixed sum to the commercial partner in multiple tranches over the project's duration. For more information, you can head to gov.ky/government-in-parliament. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Again, the House is resuming today at 2 p.m. and Radio Cayman will be re-airing the meeting at 7:30 p.m. this evening. A nighttime car crash closes the offices at the Department of Education Services. DES says their office is temporarily closed today to allow for building-related safety checks following a motor vehicle incident on site Tuesday night. During this closure, staffers are working remotely and all services remain fully accessible via email and telephone. For general assistance, you can call 936-0638. Regular in-person operations are expected to resume tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. It's the last day of the 2025 16 Days of Activism campaign. Under the theme, Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls, Ministry of Social Development's Carlene Bromwell says the theme highlights the growing threat of online harassment, stalking, non-consensual image sharing, impersonation, and other forms of technology-facilitated violence.
This is why this is so very, very important. One, for persons to know how to protect themselves, how to report it, and also then what are the bigger picture ways, what are the national ways that we are actually also helping people to protect themselves from cybercrime, essentially.
The campaign, which incorporated multiple public and private entities, started on November 25th, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It ends today as the world observes International Human Rights Day. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The daughter of the Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on her behalf. Delivering her mother's speech, she said democracy depended on the will to fight for freedom. Maria Corina Machado is now on her way to Norway after leaving Venezuela in secret in defiance of a travel ban. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo says it's ordered its forces not to react to the advance of M23 rebels into Uvira, its last bastion in the east. It said it wanted to avoid civilian casualties. 100 Nigerian children who were abducted from a Catholic school last month have been reunited with their families. More than 150 others are still being held captive. All 46 signatories to the European Convention on Human Rights have agreed to reconsider the rights it gives migrants. Governments say the current interpretation makes it too hard to deport people. Greek farmers have clashed with police as they continue their nationwide protests. They're angry about delayed subsidy payments and high energy prices. A US federal judge has ruled that the Department of Justice can release grand jury records from the 2019 sex trafficking case against the late Jeffrey Epstein. The documents could shed more light on his ties to rich and powerful people. The former French president Nicolas Sarkozy has published a book chronicling the 3 weeks he served in a prison for corruption. He describes being surrounded by Islamist terrorists and drug dealers. The British novelist Sophie Kinsella has died at the age of 55. She was best known for her Shopaholic series, recounting the comic adventures of a journalist who can't control her spending. BBC News.